flies around the light and tries to get into it?
Oh, cannot fly.
And what are the things that get in your wool clothes and try to eat them?
Moths.
All right. And the things with lights in their tails?
I call them lightning bugs. Mm-hmm.
So do I.
Yeah. And but then, there's a name. What's the name of it?
Firefly.
Firefly.
Yeah. And then
I read a little story on a firefly. I went back and said, firefly, what is that? I said, it's a lightning bug. What are they talking about?
Certainly. Obviously, everybody knows it's a lightning bug. And then there's an insect with two pairs.
By the way, which one's going to land? Which one?
Which one?
Male
what?
Or female?
What?
Which
oh,
one stays
I don't
on
know.
Which one flies?
I don't know.
But you don't know.
I don't. Which does?
Yes.
Male.
Male flies and the female sits. No, it's the reverse. Male flies and the male sits.
So the one with the light is the female?
Now, the insect don't know. The other stays put. You know, I didn't know that term. I think I'm correct on that. One of them stays lit. Don't go on, no.
Oh, uh-huh.
And doesn't fly. And I believe it's a female fly, and the male just stays on it. No, it's the opposite, because simple reason, the male sits, flexes your tail, the light comes off, signifying to the male to say hello.
Oh, I see.
I read that. Uh-huh. I didn't know that. I just read it.
All right, there's an insect with two pairs of wings and a long, narrow body, and it flies around the water.
An insect?
It's harmless. I think.
A what?
It darts around wet places.
It's got two
it's
sets
got a
of
long
wings.
Beak, I think. And two sets of wings, shiny wings. It's a pretty good size thing.
I know what it is. I can't call it. I know what you're talking
about. Do you call it a snake doctor?
I've heard that 14 million times. And we do call it a snake doctor.
Would you ever call it a snake feeder?
No.
Would you ever call it a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I always call them a snake doctor if I couldn't think of that same myself.
Would you ever call it a dragonfly?
No.
Okay. Then what
question, why would it call it a snake doctor?
I don't know.
That's not.
I have the slightest idea. I called it a dragonfly myself. What are some insects that sting?
Oh, Lord. Little wasp. You got the yellow jacket, the wasp, the black wasp, the red wasp. And me telling this, when we were going back, we had three people die from wasp stings right here in the city last year.
Yeah. Were they allergic to it?
Two good friends of mine, one of them painted his house, was on the highway patrol. He stopped to go into a restaurant and got hit with one just coming out of the car, and it was just on him. He went on the side of the nose, and he dead in 30 minutes.
He must have been allergic to it.
Another friend of mine that he was allergic to was painting his house and got stung, and he stung him twice, and dead before he got in the hospital. He was allergic to it, but didn't know it.
You have hornets?
Hornets, yeah.
What are the
You ever been hit by a hornet?
No.
You ever been shot with a .22 rifle?
No.
Not
Same different. Thing.
Not in
I've heard that.
Yeah, it'll knock you down.
What are the things that bite you in the summertime?
Mosquitoes.
Yes, horrible things. And little insects that burrow in your skin if you walk out in the woods?
Oh, red bugs.
Okay. You don't say chiggers.
Yeah, you use chiggers. I walk out in red
bugs. You say red bugs. Okay. That's the insects that hop around in the grass are.
Are grasshoppers.
Yes. Then the stuff, if you have it dusted, you're up in the corner, you might find
cobwebs.
All right. Is there another name for them?
Well, spider web.
All right. Any difference whether it's inside or outside? Okay. Then the part of the tree that's underground.
The roots.
And the kind of tree you tap for syrup.
Rubber tree. Oh, syrup. What?
Syrup.
What syrup? Maple.
Okay. And a bunch of maples would be a...
What?
A what?
A bunch of maples would be a lot of syrup.
Well, a lot of what kind of...
A bunch of maples would be, what would you
a
call
A maple
it?
What?
Maple, no, we can call it an orchard.
You wouldn't, or you would?
Well, are you?
Can if you want to.
Could be. But I wouldn't think you'd call maple trees an orchard. Well, it could be. I guess it's not bearing fruit, but it's bearing juice.
What is a tall shade tree?